there you go. Well, I know it's got to change because, like I said, the hobby's definitely dying off. They're just a bunch of old farts like me still out there. We need to get young blood into it to keep it active there. So I guess you got to do what you got to do. And so, you know, things are changing. Like I say, dropping code and FT8, everybody seems to be jumping on and things like that. But I love to just, you know, a rag chew like we're doing now. I think you can tell a lot more by one-on-one voices with another amateur radio operator when you're talking to them versus CW or FT8, because you can't see them, you can't hear their voice and kind of determine things like that. And I always found it interesting that, you know, when you talk on a voice and you finally meet somebody that they never looked like you thought that they did, like by hearing their voice. You can't get that out of CW. You can't get that out of FT8. So I really like, talking on the radio. That's where it's at.